Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
This is the American Greed Podcast, presented by CNBC. I'm Stacy Keach. In this episode of American Greed, Joe Melli says he's the guy with tickets to all the hottest shows.
He picked events that everyone wanted to go to and that were very hard to get tickets to. Hamilton. You couldn't get a ticket to Hamilton in this city.
Melli straddles two worlds, Wall Street and the music business, and tells investors that he has special relationships with famous artists and producers.
He was the guy who could get Billy Joel on the phone, or could get a deal with the producer of Hamilton, or could get a meeting with the people of Harry Potter.
Investors will lose nearly $60 million. Because while Melli may dress in sheep's clothing, he confesses the truth about himself when he writes, "The wolf is on the way." On Broadway in New York City, one show has led the way to a rebirth of musical theater. With more than $600 million in revenue and still growing, Hamilton has shattered box office records. And 4 years after its premiere, the hip-hop musical about the $10 founding father still draws theatergoers from around the world.
She has been bugging us to fly all the way here. We're from the Philippines, by the way. Yeah, we came all the way here to watch Hamilton.
Yeah. I'm most excited to hear the song, My Shot.
I wouldn't let her see it till now. She just turned 10, so it was a 10th birthday present from her grandfather. So.
With tickets ranging from $200 to well over $1,000, going to see Hamilton for many people is a milestone event.
It's a celebration of her birthday, 10th birthday, probably 11th birthday, probably 12th birthday as well.
Was it hard to get tickets?
Yes.
Very.
Then it helps to know people.
That's what it took. It took an inside connection, kind of.
You got it.
Hot tickets, sky-high prices. The conditions are ripe for a con man to leech onto a popular show and satisfy his own greed. Joseph Melli is born in New York City, grows up in the Midwest, but returns to the bright lights where he makes a career first in banking and then in show business. Dave Brooks, a journalist who writes about the music industry, says Melli styles himself as a power player.
He was the guy who could get Billy Joel on the phone, or could get a deal with the producer of Hamilton, or could get a meeting with the people of Harry Potter.
Melli is owner and CEO of Bulldog Entertainment, whose claim to fame is a concert series in East Hampton, New York, which Melli calls Hampton Social at Ross. His idea is to bring A-list artists, including Billy Joel, Tom Petty, Dave Matthews, and Prince, to an audience of about 1,000 people.
These are small, intimate events. Like, it's outdoors in the summertime in the Hamptons. There's celebrity chefs supposedly making food. David Blaine is, like, doing magic tricks. It's kind of like what a poor guy would think rich people, like, really wanted, right?
Welcome to Social at Ross.
Melli gets many celebrities to attend and has his picture taken with Billy Joel, Alec Baldwin, and Renee Zellweger.
Yeah, I love Prince. This is great.
Tickets to each show cost $3,000.
It's this exclusivity. It's like you could only be part of this show that, like, no one else can be a part of, and you're going to pay for the experience.
The show goes on, and the star-studded lineup performs well-received concerts for small crowds in the Hamptons. But Hampton Social at Ross fails to make money.
I think what he misunderstood, though, was, like, the demand. sure, you know, I could find a dozen guys to pay $3,000 a ticket, but when you need to find one or 2,000 to pay that much money, it's really difficult. It could never come close to break even because it was too costly and there was just too small of a customer base.
Hampton Social at Ross loses millions and shuts down after its first and only season. But Joe Melly quickly dusts himself off and rewrites his role in the music industry. Rather than be an event promoter, he'll be a ticket broker. He'll buy and sell large blocks of tickets to premium events and reap big profits.
Joe Melly, he sees this key moment where the ticket world is consolidating. The big money interests, hedge funds, investment banks want a piece of it, and he's the guy to take them there.
Hey, this is Jeff Lewis from Radio Andy. Live and uncensored, catch me talking with my friends about my latest obsessions, relationship issues, and bodily ailments. With that kind of drama that seems to follow me, you never know what's going to happen.
You can listen to Jeff Lewis live at home or anywhere you are. Download the SiriusXM app for over 425 channels of ad-free music, sports, entertainment, and more. Subscribe now and get 3 months free. Offer details apply.
You ever meet someone who seems kind of off? Whether it's a creepy neighbor or random phone number that keeps calling you, Truthfinder has you covered. You can search for people by name, address, phone number, email, and more. Truthfinder can be especially helpful for running confidential background checks on anyone you're planning to meet from online dating apps. Go to truthfinder.com/podcasts for a special offer. That's truthfinder.com/podcasts to access your special offer today.
In Manhattan, Joe Melly is the straw that stirs the drink.
You know, he seemed like really generous and really gregarious and who loved like long dinners and partying. Yeah, he seemed to just know everybody.
He was the kind of guy that said he had everyone's contact in his cell phone, wanted everyone to know that he had these contacts as well.
Call somebody, get somebody on speakerphone, and take you to like the best restaurants in New York and like the best nights out.
Melly was born behind the velvet rope, or so it seems. In the pitch materials he shows to investors, Melly claims he has long-standing relationships with an incredibly diverse range of the world's best-known musicians, from the Rolling Stones to Barbra Streisand to Jay-Z. He tells investors that his new company, Advance Entertainment, has exclusive access to the producers of some of the hottest shows.
He picked events that everyone wanted to go to and that were very hard to get tickets to. Like Hamilton. You couldn't get a ticket to Hamilton in this city.
Melly says his connections will allow him to buy large blocks of premium tickets at face value. But he doesn't have enough cash by himself to make the purchase. That's where the investors come in. The upside, he says, is enormous.
They were being sold for thousands of dollars a piece, you know, well over what the face price was. So people knew that like these were very in-demand tickets, so they were buying into it based off of that.
Melly's pitch dovetails into many people's preconceived notions about the live event business.
Everybody was used to going to try to buy tickets for Adele or Beyonce or Metallica, and immediately after logging in, they're all gone, and you go to StubHub, and they're selling for double and triple value. And there's always this sense that, like, something nefarious was at play. Like, Joe was kind of reinforcing what people already believed.
A friend of mine from college was pitched a opportunity to invest in what was to be the Grateful Dead's last tour.
Jonathan Davidoff is a criminal defense attorney in New York. He says he's not a Grateful Dead fan, but when he hears about the band's long-awaited reunion tour, he smells something in the air. Money.
What was presented to me was that all the premium seats for all the Dead concerts on the tour was provided to Advance, and they were getting the tickets at face value because the Dead needed money to fund the tour.
Melly's deal, he says, allows performers to get paid in advance and it allows investors to make huge profits. Melly guarantees a 10% return as an absolute floor. Profits above that 10% return will be split 50-50, he says, between Advance Entertainment and the individual investors. But there's one important rule. Keep quiet and don't dare contact the producers.
You know, I'm the guy dealing with a producer, like, not you. And if this producer for Hamilton or for Metallica feels like there's all these different people involved, like, they'll just walk away.
I don't have access to Adele. I don't have access to the Grateful Dead. They were the ones with the access, and that's why they were getting a nice piece of the upside.
Davidoff puts $50,000 into the Grateful Dead deal. But many people think much more, according to Judd Grossman, who represents a group of people who thought they were investing in Hamilton tickets.
One of our clients introduced the investment to another client and so on and so forth. These individuals collectively invested and lost approximately $6 million.
Despite Joe Melly's promises, the investors' money isn't being used to buy tickets to Hamilton or any other show.
There was about $3 million that came in from a single investor. And within a couple of days, that money directly went out to buy a house in the Hamptons for Mr. Melly. It was kind of a direct, you know, money in, money out within a handful of days. That investor bought him a very nice house out in the Hamptons.
According to the government sentencing memo, Melly uses investor money to buy a Porsche 911. And he spends lavishly on jewelry for his wife. In fact, in a single month in January 2017, Melly spends $10.3 million. Some of that goes back to investors to feed the illusion that there are real returns. But Melly also treats himself. He spends $44,000 on wine, $53,000 on clothing, and $20,000 on hotels. He even uses investor money to pay for a $2,500 parking ticket. As the Grateful Dead takes a bow on its 2015 tour, Jonathan Davidoff, defense attorney and Grateful Dead ticket investor, gets the news that his ship has come in.
So the return was 32%, even though it wasn't the 200%, 300% return we were hoping for. It was still a really good return.
Then comes Joe Melly's next investment opportunity. She's one of the brightest stars performing today, Adele.
Frankly, I think the opinion of all of the individuals that invested in our group was that Adele is a bigger name than the Grateful Dead.
Davidoff says he takes the profits from his Grateful Dead investment in cash and rolls his original $50,000 investment into buying premium seats to Adele's upcoming tour. 3 miles south in Tribeca, the name Joe Melly first pops up on the radar screen of FBI Special Agent Paul Roberts.
This was a spinoff from another investigation. We had someone else who was in trouble and told us about this scheme that Mr. Melly was involved in as well. Joe Melly helped him kind of recoup some of the money to pay out some of the investors.
According to the government sentencing memo, Melly wires $3.75 million stolen from an investor to a friend who is running his own unrelated investment scheme and needs money to keep his investors quiet. In one email to his friend, Melly writes, "Rest peacefully, young prince. The wolf is on the way. But the wolf is about to become prey."
There was a cooperating witness who made some recordings with Mr. Melly. Some of the things Mr. Melly was saying were pretty blatant. He talked about running a shell game, about the fraudulent ticket scam. He even said, "No one would ever know about this unless you or I were speaking to the authorities." Pretty explicit and blatant in what he was saying.
Next, the FBI does what no investor ever did. They contact show producers and ask if they actually have deals with Joe Melly. Nope.
There were no contracts to buy the tickets, as Mr. Melly was stating, and therefore it wasn't a legitimate transaction.
There's no evidence that Joe bought any tickets directly from any show producers. I mean, it was just all a lie.
Though Melly shows documents to investors that purport to be agreements with show producers, it's all made up. The government says Melly even forges the signature of the managing partner of the production company for Hamilton.
they weren't even close to what an original signature would be.
As the FBI prepares for a takedown, Joe Melly keeps rocking on.
When the Broadway opportunity for Harry Potter came, I was looking at the numbers and I said, this math doesn't work. Just get me my Adele money back. I'm going to be done.
But there is no Adele money. And on January 27th, 2017, Joe Melly is arrested at his home near Manhattan's High Line. Hundreds of investors who collectively lose just under $60 million are left standing when the music stops.
That's a very distressing event. You've been taken advantage of, you've been lied to, and you feel very vulnerable. On top of that, of course, you've lost money.
Joe Melly pleads guilty to securities fraud and is sentenced to 6.5 years in prison.
It's a lot of money, but it's not life-changing money. And, learn your lesson.
Trust, but verify. Do not just take the word of one person. Get third-party verification. Do your digging. Trust, but verify to ensure that you're not being defrauded.
None of the artists or shows mentioned in this program had any part in Melly's fraud. Their name, their fame, and their success was exploited by Melly without their knowledge. Joe Melly did not respond to requests to speak with American Greed. So why did he do it? Special Agent Roberts says the answer is written in Melly's checkbook.
Greed. He was a cocky, arrogant guy, and he wanted to live a certain lifestyle. And he did this to get the funds to live that lifestyle.
Thanks for listening to the American Greed Podcast, presented by CNBC. I'm Stacy Keach.
Hey, this is Jeff Lewis from Radio Andy. Live and uncensored, catch me talking with my friends about my latest obsessions, relationship issues, and bodily ailments. With that kind of drama that seems to follow me, you never know what's going to happen.
You can listen to Jeff Lewis live at home or anywhere you are. Download the SiriusXM app for over 425 channels of ad-free music, sports, entertainment, and more. Subscribe now and get 3 months free. Offer details apply.
You ever meet someone who seems kind of off? Whether it's a creepy neighbor or random phone number that keeps calling you, Truthfinder has you covered. You can search for people by name, address, phone number, email, and more. Truthfinder can be especially helpful for running confidential background checks on anyone you're planning to meet from online dating apps. Go to truthfinder.com/podcasts for a special offer. That's truthfinder.com/podcasts to access your special offer today.